Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet. Welcome to season 298, episode 3 of the Daily Zeitgeist. This is still a production of iHeartRadio, and it's still the podcast where we take a deep dive into American shared consciousness. It's Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. Shout out, the Geist child is 6 months old officially on this day. Blessings to him and to Her Majesty. Also, it's National Hair Gloss Day. It's National Grab Some Nuts Day, which... they're talking about actual, you know, like peanuts and pecans and shit. National IPA Day, National Georgia Day. Hey, shout out the home state of my grandmother. And National Watermelon Day. So we've got it all going on here. My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. the Lord of Lankershim. And I'm thrilled to be joined by my guest co-host, as I call it, the only co-host that I could ever trust when Jack is out the building. Oh, I could give you a long-winded introduction like I always do, but simply put, this man is simply the best, better than all the rest. And that hamburger meat, that's just hair on his chest. Please welcome to the mic, Jackie Steele!
What's Neil got to do with it, dun, dun, dun. What's Neil but a second-hand emotion? Oh, what up, niggas? We are here. We are back. We are in it.
Can I?
I always worry when, you know, listen, when we have a new guest, we're gonna get to our guest soon. Mm-hmm. I always worry, they're like, who the fuck is this dude coming in, talking to the Negroes? I always acknowledge the Negroes first, and then everybody, you know, you just on the ride behind. It's all good. We love everybody here.
First things first, my people come first. You know what I mean?
My people come first. You know,
I have to ask you something. I was at karaoke on the weekend. They had no Tina Turner songs on the fucking... fucking hardware. I was like, that means egregious.
That means I gotta go there, and the first thing I gotta say as soon as I walk through the doors, what's up, my niggas? Because, you know, don't black people go there. How the fuck they ain't gonna have Tina Turner?
It felt like almost...
not even rolling?
It felt like the fucking song list is when bars do that shit where they're like, we don't serve Hennessy and you can't wear hats here.
You know
what I mean? When you're like, I get it.
And you can't sing black music.
They didn't have Montel. They didn't have Montel Jordan's "This Is How We Do It."
I'm still not over that shit.
They had,
that's wild, bro.
But then there were also like a lot of, even like the white people that were there were like, man, this is lacking. It's lacking.
Yeah, of course.
But anyway,
of course,
we digress.
Yo, even the most racist motherfucker like Roland.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's no world with. Yeah,
they're not
going to be singing Fogerty the whole night. Come on now.
Yeah,
but anyway, let's get to our guest. We are thrilled to be joined in the third seat by a very talented human being. I got to say, I don't know this person doesn't do, but I'll tell you what they are doing right now. They got a single coming out August 8th. Okay.
Damn.
Because music runs through their blood. Also, they got a film that's crushing the festival circuit right now. And we might get into that a little bit later. And also, a podcast called Trust Me, talking about cults and extreme beliefs, which kind of intersects with today's topic, given all the Trump stuff going on. So please, welcome to the microphone, Lola Blah!
Hey!
Lola!
Thank you for having me.
Ooh, thanks for coming on.
We got a real singer. Go ahead and drop. Go ahead and drop something, Lola. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's your favorite? What's your favorite karaoke track?
I never do karaoke because I feel too awkward because people are like, she's a real singer, and the expectations are too high. And I also don't drink, so I can't like while out. You know what I mean?
I don't usually do it.
But when I'm by myself, it's Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm all out of faith. Yeah.
So good,
this
right?
This is how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like when people don't respect that part, you know what I mean? I get a little upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like though that you were like, you're a kind God too, where you're like, let me not just ether the whole party right now with my pipes. I will just sit back and say, no, that was great. That was great. Yeah. Oh, I'm not singing today. Don't worry about
it. No, I'm not even that kind of singer. You know, like I can't belt like other people can belt. I feel like my musical theater friends, they're better at karaoke than me. I'm like, I'm good at singing my songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me give you a track. Next time you go to karaoke, you don't have to sing. Just do Stand by Eminem or some shit.
Oh, that's
and
a good
then,
one.
You know. And then you can also, but you can sing the little, you can sing the little part, you know.
So
you
just can get the Dido. Just Dido. Yeah.
Just the Dido, but then you do the rap, man. You got to do the fourth verse. Like, you know. You got to do the fourth verse.
All right, I'm on it.
Who are your like? Right. Who are your favorite kind of like? Because if you're not a powerhouse singer, who are your sort of like softer voice vocalists that you kind of put in your pantheon of great singers?
Well, I feel like great singers, it just depends on what kind of singer you're talking about. But like, I love Fiona Apple.
Oh yeah,
I love like an angsty, throaty, like kind of fucked up sounding voice. Mm-hmm. You can say fucked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
only when we talk about.
I said I started the podcast with "What up, niggas?" You can say
you can say fuck. Yeah. That would be wild. I was like, "Hold on, no, we're not doing that." Hold on,
come on, this is PG-13 over here.
Yeah, Fiona Apple. Yeah, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Great one.
Fetch the Bolt Cutters. You know, it's so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who else?
I mean, I love like classic jazz singers. So I love like Ella Fitzgerald and
Classing up the joint.
Also, you know, I'm getting really into this new Norwegian singer, but, you know, that will come later when you ask me about the media I've been enjoying.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Was it reminiscent? Like, I'm trying to think. Well, who's the last big Scandinavian singer I remember? Like, Leaky Lee. Back, like, 14 years ago.
Oh, I love Leaky Lee. Yeah, I know, but it's crazy how old that album is now. It makes me feel very old.
Leaky Lee. Yeah. Wow. And I remember being like, I was like, I love her voice. It's like effortless, but just whispery. Anyway, we're going to get into that. And plenty more. But first, we got to tell our listeners what we are going to be talking about today. Obviously, the biggest news of the day is that Twitter will now allow you to hide your blue check mark if you feel like you're taking too many L's in public for having that. So we'll get to that. And then some lighter news, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I guess we'll talk about Donald Trump getting indicted again. Fucking so many indictments.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a fourth on the way too, so cool. We'll talk about that.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, and then we'll get into Barbie, how it's become one of the biggest political tools of 2023, with every side arguing it's for them or against them. It's like a Rorschach test, I guess, of a film. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into some of that and plenty more. But first, we'd like to ask our guest, which is Lola Blanc, what is something from your search history that's revealing about, you know, reveals something about who you are, what you're interested in?
So I was looking at my most recent search results, and this morning the last one was observed particle theory.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's actually something I don't know that much about yet, so that's why I was Googling it. But it's that thing in quantum physics where the particle's behavior changed upon observation.
Yes.
So a lot of people reference that as like, we don't know. There's so much that we don't know yet. There's so much that like maybe science has no idea. Like there isn't evidence for it yet, but there will be eventually. Anyway, I just was very curious about that little rabbit hole. That's what's going down.
Okay, so what kind of shit are you into, Lola?
Yeah.
You're like, hold on, man, because you know I like the idea that just the mere observation affects these particles.
Yeah. I was gonna say, this is the most educational, smartest like search that I've heard. Everybody else be up here like, oh man, I was up here searching about, you know, how quick your toenails grow. You up here like, let's talk about quantum physics.
But, wait, hold on, that isn't.
But I don't know about it yet.
Is any of this due to any of the hearings about UAPs and non-human intelligence? Does that intersect at all with any of this? Or how we're like, you're into this kind of shit. You're into quantum physics, quantum mechanics. What do you make of all of the UAP shit going on?
I mean, like, I'm a science bae, so, like, mm-hmm. I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. Like, I feel like one guy saying stuff is not really enough evidence, but I'm really excited to see what more comes of it because...
Yeah, open.
I'm on that alien shit, you know? Like, I'm really excited about the UAPs thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just, like, I'm someone who's, like, trying to figure it all out all the time and figure out like what we have evidence for, what we don't have evidence for. And I'm just trying not to buy into like the first thing that people tell me. So I'm just Googling what we have evidence for.
Does that have to do with just sort of your upbringing and life of being just a little like not taking people at their word when they say things are one way?
I think absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get into that too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is going to be therapy, Lola. This is gonna be
I can't
therapy,
wait.
Just so you know.
But yeah, shout out all my alien fans who are going to go to the First Interstate Bank, formerly First Interstate Bank building in Los Angeles to welcome the aliens. You know what I mean? And they put that blue light on us and then vaporize us.
I'm excited.
Yeah. 100%. What is something that you think is overrated?
People are going to be mad at me for this, but astrology. I think astrology is overrated. It's highly overrated.
Here comes that science shit. Here comes that science shit.
Of course.
I know, but I think that I'm always like, yeah, everyone knows astrology has no evidence and isn't real. And then I talk to like person after person after person after person who's like, what do you mean? I'm a Taurus and you're totally a Sagittarius. Although I will say that recently I read, I was looking at my friend's like, birthday book where it gives you your reading of your exact day of your birth and it was like 100% accurate, but I was like, not evidence, not real evidence.
I mean,
even
here's
though
the thing.
I'm the embodiment of that evidence.
I'm the embodiment literally, of that evidence, but not real.
Literally on thing, my though. Page it said is skeptical, does not accept information without digging further.
Wow.
Does a lot of different has a lot of different creative paths. I was like, fuck, that's actually really good.
That's actually pretty. I mean, I get that too. I don't believe in it, but then somebody would hit me with some Libra shit. I'd be like, damn.
Like, right.
How the fuck you know me, man? But also, like, all right, people have been writing this stuff for centuries now.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, if I write 5,000 pages about a Taurus, one of them is going to probably line up with, like,
totally.
You know. So I'm on your side. Even you can still stay skeptical. You just happen to find the one page.
I know.
Out of the 5,000.
Totally.
That was in line with your personality and shit that you believe and stuff like that. I get it.
It's the broken clock thing. I think it's so funny, though, because I'm always like, I'm willing to stay open. You know, I'm like, okay, what sign do you think I am? What like qualities am I exuding? No one ever gets never get it right. Yeah. And I'm a triple Sag. I'm a triple Sag. So
whoa,
oh, shit. I'm a Libra, man. Leo, baby. That's
hey.
Listen, I will say this.
Wait, how do you know all that shit? LA. I thought
because,
I'm just a Virgo.
Because I date in Los Angeles. That's why.
Right.
That's how I know all that shit.
Wait, what's the Leo? Wait, you got your
So you
main-
got, you know, you get the co-star, you get the co-star shit, and it's a way to flirt. Or it's a way, you know, people be like, oh, what's your co-star? And I got to text my mama at 3 a.m. talking about when was I born and shit. And then it lets you know, like, your, I don't know the exact, but the first one is, like, your birth month. And then the other two are, like, your personalities or what you, like, I don't know. I just go right to them things. Be like, all right, let's look at our compatibility. All right.
It's funny though.
Compatible.
Like, you know, like a friend of mine whose family's from India talking about how, you know, like a lot of times reading the charts is like step one in making fucking decisions. Oof. So it's interesting to see this kind of like emphasis for like centuries. But then be like, come on, y'all. But also that's fucking me to a fucking T. How?
Yeah.
I know.
Like, I remember back when I was like well, super lonely. I remember, like, just after college, like, heartbroken, trying to find, like, a partner. I would be on Susan Miller's Astrology Zone and shit, being like, give me some answers, Susan Miller, so I know if I will find her, please. And that shit just, what it is like, I get it, too, because when your confirmation bias is strong, that shit will fucking, it's going to be hitting like the fucking God's honest truth, so.
We all need ways to structure our realities because the world is chaos and scary. Also, it's just fun to be like, are we supposed to be together? Or are we a bad match? You know?
Right. Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. I don't date Geminis. I can't handle I can't handle the duality of you. Sorry. What's something you think is underrated, Lola?
I just rewatched this rom-com, Something's Gotta Give, from the early 2000s. Jack Nicholson, right? Diane Keaton. Yeah. About older love, and I think it's a classic, and it is not considered one, and it should be.
It isn't?
I don't think so. No, it's always like When Harry Met Sally. It's always like the Meg Ryan ones. Maybe You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
But no one talks about Something's Gotta Give. Something's Gotta Give is fucking awesome.
I
agree. Nobody really talks about it but everybody who talks about it loves it. It's like my best friend's wedding. Like nobody ever talks about it, but like everybody who likes it or whenever it's brought up, people are like, "Oh yeah, man, that's a good ass movie."
Yeah, people think it's the same movie as Good as It Gets, which is not. That is a different movie, also starring Jack Nicholson. But I will say it was very ahead of its time. You know, you have an independent woman in her 60s who's a playwright. She's very successful in her own right. And you have the like playboy older man who's only dating women under 30.
And then
he's like, wait a minute, what am I doing? I should be with someone who's got her shit together and who's, you know, a worthy opponent. Anyway, I love it.
What is your favorite rom-com? Or do you have one?
I feel like it's that one, but I also really love You've Got Mail.
Okay.
I miss this era, you know? I want this era to come back. Did you guys watch the new Jennifer Lawrence one?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about it. First of all, I thought it was very cute and very fun. But, all right, as a singer, can I ask you, and, you know, that rendition of Maneater in the middle, have you seen it? Have you seen it, Lola?
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
When he gets on the piano, he gets the piano version.
Started singing Maneater. I turned to the person I went with in the middle of that scene. I was like, "This shit is spectacular."
Yeah,
it was so good.
The chord progression was really different, and I like there were some like chord inversions under the vocals, and I was like, "That's a new way of expressing that note from that song."
Yeah,
I definitely. It's funny. I had the exact same thing. I was like, is he fucking killing it right now?
I know.
Like, this shit is great.
But that kid is so good. He was such a, it's like a very charismatic actor.
He was so good.
Yeah. It was wild to see Matthew Broderick, you know, like, because we don't see him that often. And now I'm like, he was just playing that like just old liberal dad role. It was just so funny. But yeah, like I feel like one like that is kind of like a mashup of more like, you know, our like sort of extreme American Pie type comedy with like the underpinnings of a rom-com, but yeah, like the sort of like what's gonna happen with my little bookstore and the big chain is moving in.
Are we
just so fucking cynical? We're like, nah, man, we need to see Jennifer Lawrence beat ass butt naked on the beach for us to be like, yeah, that really warmed my heart. I don't know.
I think well, first of all, it is actually heartwarming, genuinely, aside from the like first half of semi-raunchiness or whatever, but I feel like we're kind of missing that culturally. We like want movies that just make us feel good and remember what it is to love and not like just be scared all the time. I don't know. I think it's coming.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's why I can't quit Hallmark movies on the fucking holidays.
Listen, watch this shit. You shouldn't. Lifetime Hallmark, baby. Them movies used to hit.
I like Hallmark because they don't allow magic, because then that would presume that there are forces other than Jesus Christ at work in our world.
Wow.
That used to be the rule. I'll always say that. Like, yeah. They used to be like they don't like movies that have magic as it relates to the Christmas time, because then it's like
that will upset the
Christians. But isn't that the channel that like Touched by an Angel came on and shit?
Yeah.
Magic if it's angel magic.
Magic if it's angel
Jesus magic. That's called Jesus magic. That's called Christ love.
Yeah.
Christ love is not magic. How dare you? Okay.
Yeah. That's just true. That's true.
That is the fuel for our salvation.
I'm so sorry.
Oh shit. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about, I don't know, we'll figure it out when we get back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. I guess, look, all jokes aside, we should talk about Donald Trump getting indicted for a third motherfucking time. The hat trick of indictments. He's done it. While I think this is all relates to the, you know, overturning of the election in 2020, January 6th, all that wild, fun stuff. And I think, again, for most people, we saw that play out in real time. Like, we saw him continually begin to, you know, ramp up the rhetoric around the stolen election. We saw evidence of him, you know, leaning on people in a fake elector scheme, telling Mike Pence to fucking, you know, delay the certification of the election. We all saw it. But now we're at the point where it's been articulated in an indictment. And yeah, it's interesting to watch basically Fox News and all the right wing news outlets just fully melt down with what apparently they are saying the stakes are. Jesse Waters on The Five called it political germ warfare and said, if it goes to trial, we'll have to, quote, go back and find fraud in the 2020 election. I'm sure they would love to do that because you did such a good job the first time showing that all happened. And then Greg Gutfeld on the same show, he was so out of it. He just held up like doodles. He was just holding up doodles of like dudes in hats. And I'm not sure like what that exactly the point of that was. Kat Abu, who's on Twitter, who does a lot of like monitoring of Fox News segments, put together just kind of like this mixtape of the reaction to the third indictment on Fox News. And I just want to, they're ramping it up. The rhetoric is getting ramped up. I'll play a little bit of it. It's very dramatic, but this is kind of how Fox News is talking about everything.
legal equivalent of the French guillotine.
A political war crime.
A junk indictment.
The shredding of our Constitution.
They're going full banana republic, full third world on this.
Third world banana republic.
Full banana republic.
Hell yeah. Just so you know, we've gone full banana republic.
Banana republic.
Oh yeah. And I'm going full J. Crew.
They got the memo at the beginning of the day.
Oh yeah.
All right, everybody. The word of the day is banana republic.
Oh yeah. We've gone full third world. And yeah, we saw Stephen Miller was saying that this was the legal equivalent of the French guillotine during the Reign of Terror. God. Okay, Robespierre.
Oh my God.
And then we had Lara Trump come on to defend her father-in-law, who just basically said, quote, he did exactly what you would want a president to do following an election loss.
Okay. Word.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. Really? Yeah. He did. Leave office.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But then it was wild. Somebody pointed out that she was apparently on, she was live on Fox and Newsmax at the same damn time somehow and with different outfits on. And somebody on Twitter was like, I'm sorry, who the fuck is lying about being live right now? Because you, there's no way you're live on Newsmax and Fox News with different fucking outfits on. We're still not sure what happened there. But again, I think it all speaks to the chaos. Yeah.
When you have Jesus magic on your side, you can do anything that empowers you.
I was going to say quantum mechanics. It's changing depending on observation.
I observed it. I affected the particles of her clothing to become something else because my vision is also... Because just to get back to that, it's sort of like the idea that even the act of looking upon something is affecting like the waves around it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe
that's
so,
wild.
Yes.
Anyway, shout out to Jesus for that. He was talking about that in the Bible. And then Newsmax, they had Rudy Giuliani on. And my man is just,
he's down bad.
He sounded not as articulate as he normally does, which is not at all. But I'll just play a clip of him talking about the real indictment needs to be for Jack Smith.
The strange thing here is the people lying are the people bringing this. And this count they have here, conspiracy against rights. They should be indicted for conspiracy against rights for bringing this indictment.
Oh.
It's a conspiracy against...
So Mr. Mayor, no one...
Okay, cool. Yeah. He said that. So...
Does he seem especially old all of a sudden? I feel like I haven't heard him talk in a while.
Drunk.
Drunk?
He drinks... Yeah. In the last year and a half of that administration, he was definitely having some wild-ass appearances where people were like, I just saw this dude drunk as fuck at the cigar bar in Manhattan. And then you would see him on Fox like 2 hours later. And he's like,
oh, my God.
Screaming.
I
think, again, too, he's just a fucking he's a creep. So we all love to see
him
squirm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a creep. He was drunk enough to literally, as a former politician on a campaign trail, find himself in a Borat movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly. Like, that tells you everything you need to know about Rudy Giuliani right there.
Exactly.
Like, how dumb? How dumb are you?
Seriously.
He's so dumb.
Yeah. So, you know, we've heard everybody, the First Amendment thing that's coming up a lot, and we'll talk about that in a second. But then on Breitbart, they implied that Jack Smith would be seeking the death penalty against Trump. It says Jack Smith's charges against Trump include potential death penalty. Now, why do they say that? There's no evidence that that's even close to what Jack Smith is pursuing. But what they're pointing out is that the conspiracy against rights can result in the death penalty if, quote, death results from the actions covered under this provision. And somebody did die on January 6th. Ashley Babbitt.
So
specifically.
The fact that they are saying that the death penalty is an option is an admission of guilt to the fact that
he caused
like,
it.
Because you know he caused
violence.
That shit, and
right.
She did die.
Right.
So therefore,
right,
they're going to give him the death penalty. And that's what's really interesting is watching this sort of cognitive dissonance play out in such an extreme way. Already, Trump has come screaming with his toupee in hand, asking for cash donations. The email he sent this morning, quote, Patriot, with Crooked Joe's corrupt DOJ having unlawfully indicted yours truly yet again, reports indicate that I can now face a combined 561 years in prison from the left's witch hunt. That's six lifetimes. There's only one message. And he goes on and on. It's like a long ranting thing. Yeah, you could, I'm looking at 561 years. I'm like, sir, oh, I'm not. God. I'm rooting
I need a
against
dollar
you, and I don't
for
even believe
every
that.
Year.
Yeah. No, he goes on to be like, he's like, will you help me fight this Marxist government? You're like, this ain't no Marxist government. If you did, people, never mind. Like,
I wish it were.
Theory. Yeah, it's like, please.
If only it were.
Bring the Marxist aliens now, solve this. But yeah, so he's begging. And the main thing we're seeing right now is the MAGA pundits are all kind of saying that this is some version of his First Amendment rights being violated. That's the sort of logic that they want to pursue. They're saying, he was merely exercising his First Amendment rights by saying these things out loud. And now they're saying it's a crime because he didn't believe that the election was rightfully won by Joe Biden. And again, they're trying to just create some kind of logic out of this indictment that doesn't acknowledge that Trump was doing all kinds of shit, not just shit he was saying out of his mouth, that his actions are also part of a, quote, larger conspiracy to subvert the election and the will of voters and undermine, you know, people's right to vote.
Right.
So and the part of this indictment sort of makes that clear. Quote, the purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud to obstruct the federal government function by which those results are collected, counted and certified. It's not, why was he just lying all the time? No, he was. Yeah. We saw it. There was a fake elector scheme. There was calls to other governors. It's not something where they're like, yeah. It's just bad. It's just misinformation is all. And you guys are trying to fucking put him in bars for.
It's just what he thought. It's just what he thought.
He wasn't just expressing an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very clear. Very clear.
It's very. I've been on record on this podcast many times saying that I think anybody that thinks this man is going to jail should probably not get their hopes up. You know, I don't think that's what any of this is about, is him facing jail time. I mean, he should face jail time, but he won't. But I do think that we're seeing a very interesting thing that he is using all these indictments to just line his pocket. He doesn't care about the presidency. He didn't care about the presidency the first time. Like, he doesn't like
it. Yeah, it's a means to an end. For him, that's a way to stay out of jail.
I can't wait for the documentaries to come out, if they will, where, like, you know, and Miles, I'm sure you've heard this too. Lola, I'm sure you've heard this. He was pissed he won the first time.
He was pissed he won.
Oh, no,
he was
I have to work.
I think Melania cried, right? Isn't that the story from Election Night? She was sobbing.
They didn't want to win. They didn't think they were winning. But, like, you know, and it's happening all over again. I think, like, the bigger thing that we are seeing is and I don't know if this will happen in our lifetime. Maybe it will. Maybe Gen Alpha can help us out. It can save us.
Please, 10-year-olds.
We really need to fix, like, he should not be able to run for president when you are literally under indictment after indictment after indictment, right?
No.
Like, that's not, like, that, what, that's insane. That's insane. I couldn't get a job at McDonald's if I was under like multiple indictments. Yeah. And this man is running for the highest office. Like, we should be able to change the Supreme Court just like there's so much shit.
Well, I think
that needs to
also
change with our
it
law.
Reveals too that, you know, the status quo is meant to be like, yeah, man, if you're kind of powerful enough, like, you're gonna break some fucking laws. So why are we gonna keep that from you running for president? But I think this is all part of like why we need laws that are actually robust that protect voting rights and shit like this, where it's just enshrined in law to be like, bro, you can't even begin to try and test the results of an election. Or at least in this such a cynical way.
People are so convinced that it is actually a witch hunt. I mean, I don't think that Trump is actually convinced it's a witch hunt. I don't think his people are, but I think they've convinced so many of the American people that it is. How can you actually achieve any change when no one can agree on what the reality of the situation is? It's all just being like propagandized. And it's so hard to like figure out how to fix anything when we don't even agree on the truth.
Yeah. When you get worn down with propaganda, it leads to apathy. And that's exactly what they need. And it's just clearly, it's funny too, because you're kind of seeing it on the right where they're also like, fuck, man, like, God, what am I supposed to say about this one this time? Like, can't we just pretend like we don't think it's bad and then keep moving? Mm-hmm. But there is something really interesting and going on with polling, or not interesting. Obviously, there are groups of people who just don't give a fuck what Trump does, no matter what. Yeah. But it looks like the January 6th case isn't really moving the needle that much for independents and Republicans or even Democrats, because everyone is already so entrenched in their view of what happened that it just feels like a rehashing of shit that it's like, yeah, I know. Like, it's like, yeah, OK, we get it. He didn't fucking steal the election, or yeah, that motherfucker stole the election or whatever. I don't know. But it looks like the documents case is actually the thing that has begun to like shift polls a little bit.
Interesting.
Like last October, it said 34% of independents said that a crime had been committed in that case. The latest poll, it grew to 46%. Because I think we just see more new evidence of like hearing him on tape saying, like talking about documents or learning like with new indictments that he was telling people to like, you know, vaporize the fucking surveillance camera footage and shit like that. And then for Republicans since last October, the percentage of Republicans who said they believe that Trump had committed a crime handling classified documents rose from 9 to 25. But make no mistake, when they follow up with a question about like, now, would that affect your support going into election? They said, if the fucking election was today, I'd be fucking wearing my MAGA hat. Right. I don't care if that happened. So it's very, very cult vibes. We always talk about that of just truly, I will not. There's no information that you can show me that will change my mind because I'm all in on this perspective.
I mean, I think unfortunately that is just kind of the case of where we are today as an entire society and country, where the elections have become very much that, you know, and we're seeing it a lot on the MAGA side, obviously. But, you know, it happens on the left as well, where it is like, you know, where we are not in a place now where we are. And it's for a lot of reasons. And I'm not blaming like us as a collective society. I'm blaming the people who are in power that have kind of led us to this. And also just the world we live in with social media and things like that. But, you know, we're not in a place where we are actively like picking the best choices, or we are actively like debates don't mean anything, or, you know, like these things don't mean as much as they used to. It is a popularity contest in many ways. And it is a, I'm this person, I'm this side, and this is what we are. Bernie bros, we are MAGA, we are Clintonites. I don't know if they call them Clintonites or not, but that's kind of where we are right now.
I think there's
it sucks.
I think generally we're just, from the conversation, we're like missing like what we actually want as outcomes from our elected officials and what we want from the government, because the conversations are usually completely devoid of like sort of what speaks to people on a human level. Like there's a lot of policy talk and things like that. And you see people sort of like make appeals to like these sort of like populist talking points. But just in general, like people to each other it's harder for people to say like, these are the kinds of policies that would really help my life, because we also have for the perception of the government is like, I don't know, they do shit that helps sometimes, kind of.
Yeah.
So what's the point of fucking paying attention, because my life really doesn't change? And that's a huge chunk of people that are really disconnected from like the ills that our current governmental system is, you know, raining down on people. So there's a lot. There's a lot of things to battle.
It's just so hard to keep your focus on even the issues that do really matter, because it feels like there's so much on fire all the time at once. And everybody is like vying for your attention for the issue that's like, you know, viral that week or whatever. Like, climate change is the most important issue to me, but do I forget about it constantly? 100%, because there's so much else that's like, but that's urgent, that's urgent, that's urgent, that's urgent. Right. I feel like it's a really hard time to be a politician who, you know, maybe does have something substantive to offer, because it's just like a race for the virality or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, we miss out.
I also think too, because of that, and you know, this is not good either, that for like some of the politicians that actually have something that they are fighting for and things like that, we have become such a society where like one thing can change that, which and sometimes is a very good thing. And sometimes it's just like, well, you know, let's actually allow a person to progress and grow, like as they grow and progress, you know, and we don't do that as much as we should on like our side, you know. So,
yeah,
there's a culture of an expectation of purity and perfection that I think is really detrimental to organizing in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, there's the vote blue no matter who crowd. There's the MAGA crowd. Yeah. And, you know, you try and get people to understand that it's the stakes aren't just if Joe Biden isn't president. It's everything that comes along with that, that and the tragedies and the horrors that people are experiencing even now with Joe Biden as president, that are societal issues that we refuse to actually grapple with. So until we can, but the discourse is so centered around just anything but real substantive policy. Like everyone's talking about Bidenomics right now. And it's a three pillar thing about what Bidenomics is. But ask any person who is not interested in policy what they, if they give a fuck about Bidenomics, they're going to say fucking no. Right. They'll say, I don't know, inflation is still fucked up. I mean, I guess it's going down. Like gas isn't as high, but like there's still all these other like costs of living things that are not being addressed. But every day they just point to things like, look at the unemployment numbers. And it's such a different metric than what people's lived day-to-day experiences are. So,
right.
Yeah. We will see where this goes. Again, I am just like with the aliens. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see Trump in court and he can't do his comb over, you know, like the way he normally does. And we get to see that kind of weird hairdo that he's got going. Until then, you know, I just feel like, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Because, you know, there's already debate about like, is this even a strong case against him? Like, what the fuck are we doing, man? But he, at the very least... Not like in his documents case, the judge that is assigned to this case, is an Obama appointee who apparently has been going the hardest at January 6th insurrectionists. So for every Judge Eileen Cannon, there are other judges who are kind of like, yeah, no, I'm not really here to fuck around with this case. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to be right back to talk about blue checks and Barbies after this.
Yes.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Uh-huh.
And we're back. And ever since Elon Musk made the blue verification badge a purchasable commodity, people have mostly used it to point out how sad, how losery somebody is for paying $8 a month to Elon to help prop up the Twitter ad business. But I guess, I don't know if the sob stories have made it to Twitter HQ because they are now, or X, whatever, forgive me. I will never say X. I have to keep reminding myself that it will always be Twitter. Just like there's no Meta, it's just Facebook, okay? Just like there's no Crypto.com Arena, it's the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm. Just like it's not the Willis Tower, it's the Sears Tower.
There you go, exactly. Do you have any local beefs like that, Lola, where the name changed of a beloved structure and you refuse to give it a new name?
I'm with you on the Staples Center. Crypto.com Arena is absolutely a no for me.
I'm fucking waiting every single day for that headline. It's like, hey, they can't actually fulfill their commitment for the naming rights to the thing and they're going to have to pull out.
Of course.
Like, I'm waiting for, there's no fucking way Crypto.com is still popping right now.
No, no way.
Anyway, so on Twitter Blue's about page, it says the company, like, just today, like without really any fanfare, if you just look, they just sort of like, oh, hey, we're doing this new thing that basically anybody, any user who's paying $8 a month for, you know, the edit window for you to edit your posts or like less ads or get to see more tweets, they will now be able to toggle whether or not people can see their blue check mark. You can now hide your blue check mark in your display name.
I hate it so much. I hate Elon Musk. Now, what is the point?
Listen, man, even though that was my biggest following was on Twitter, being banned from Twitter has been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You got banned from Twitter?
I did, yes. Whole other conversation.
Okay.
Whole other conversation. Like, yeah,
it's dumb. It's very dumb.
It's really stupid.
But like, I look at it and I just like, it makes me laugh. Like all the shit that's going on with it. It's just like, what's the point? If you had a blue check mark and you can toggle it on and off and you're paying, I can see if you're not paying for it and you can like, you know, if you're one of the few that has the blue check mark, you know, from Twitter, toggle it on and off. But what's the point in paying for it? It's just like,
You can't do anything if you aren't verified. Like I was trying to DM someone who doesn't follow me, and I wasn't allowed to do that because I don't pay for the subscription.
Oh, so it's like, you can't even DM no more?
I cannot DM people who do not follow me. There are all these like basic functions that do not work anymore.
Yeah.
On X.
Yeah. Fucking Twitter. I mean,
X videos.
It feels like with the Tesla bumper stickers, right? Where you see, I was talking about this the other day, how in LA, you know, the Tesla Y model or whatever is like the most selling vehicle, like new vehicle in California, apparently. Mm. And I see
you can get it for like $14,000 or some shit.
Keep slashing the prices. Hey, man. Hey, you don't need this window trim. It'll blow off in the wind. But I do see cars more and more that have like these like, sorry, I'm driving a Tesla. It's not because of Elon. It's because I like electric car, like apologetic, like stickers that preempt someone's criticism of them owning a Tesla.
Wait, really? So, I've never seen this.
Oh, yeah. I see like once a week almost out for it. Yeah, because there's one was like, bought the car before Elon became a dick. It was like one that I saw. Another one was like anti-Elon Tesla club. There's like a few versions, like, you know, different iterations of that sentiment. But it feels kind of like that, where now I feel like Elon is probably telling the Twitters, like, look, man, I know I'm trash. So if it helps you to keep giving me money, we will allow you to hide your scarlet badge, whatever we're going to call it.
Honestly, it's probably smart. If you're going to have done the policies that they have done, offering that is like a useful option for people.
Right. Because they're like, I can't keep getting dunked on when I reply to you, Elon. It's so fucked up. They're like, oh, wow. Where's that $8 going? But yeah, this is the state of that business. But
it's funny because it allows people to, you know, pay for the service that they know is embarrassing, but turn it off because it's embarrassing.
I'm trying to think, was there ever something, did you ever engage in something that you're like, man, I ain't fucking letting go of that, but I will hide it because I'm going to get fucking flamed out there for liking it. I'm trying to think of
I got a lot of shit like that, but like now I'm 36. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, same. I'm like, yeah, I fuck with Nickelback. What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch General Hospital. So what? Well, so hey, what? Look,
anybody
meet me in Port Charles.
I feel like the need to be cool kind of goes away once you hit 30 and you're like, I like all the most embarrassing bands from the early 2000s, all the alt rock guys. I love them.
Yeah, I'm yarling all day. I mean, the way I wear my fucking Crocs, dirty ass Crocs out, I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Life's too fucking short. And I just need to get something here at CVS. So I will look like some kind of like vagabond from like if the world ended in 2006.
But that's cool now. Yeah, that's cool, cool not to
throw
care.
Some gibbets on, throw some gibbets on them joints and you all good.
Nah, I ain't doing gibbets, man. I'm an adult. I ain't doing no gibbets.
Miles, do you still use Twitter?
Yeah. I mean, I never really used it. Like, I was never a prolific tweeter. Yeah, I'm not really
a prolific user.
I'm not like good at, I mean, like, I don't have the gift of, you know, firing off like the fire tweet.
Sure.
So really it was more just a place for me to like communicate with other people and see like other funny people and talented people do their shit. But I use it less and less because just in general, I think it's very bad for my own mental health, like to be in a thing where like the content that I'm seeing is like bringing up like really awful shit or people being really awful about awful shit when I already know that exists and I don't need to be so vivid all the time.
Totally.
And then also too, like, yeah, it's just, that's why like Threads is kind of funny because it just feels like you're at like a Denny's before it opens and it's like, it's quiet in here.
It's sweet. It's sweet.
They're doing their thing.
Twitter is just magnifying all the worst parts of humanity and making them seem so much bigger than they actually are.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a person feel good. It really doesn't.
No, but that's why I also hate this shit because I hate that I'm now being like, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, the person who could do no wrong. Like,
come on now.
Like, comparatively, like, okay, you have a one up because you have a better, you have a less fucked up version of Twitter. But like, let's be real. We've seen the business practices of all the other businesses. And it's led to pain and suffering and fucking genocide.
Totally.
So
it's destroyed all of our brains. Yeah. But who's going to win their fight is the most important question.
I feel like we just need chat rooms. You know what I mean? That used to be the place where you could be ugly and anonymous.
Chat room. That's the place where a lot of pedophilia happens, too.
That also
had its problems.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a 16-year-old girl. I'm a 16-year-old boy.
Like, ASL. Exactly. Yeah. What's your ASL? Oh, you know. But yeah, I think it's just funny, though, like how we are now, like we just have all of these vectors in which we can do ourselves untold amounts of unhappiness or observe things that are going to have such a fucking hold on like how we view ourselves or the world. And yeah, I can totally see like, especially with stuff when like people, you know, when you're posting content and then you get some weird ass trolls and shit coming into your shit. It's like, that's not the experience that you just want as a human being when you're sharing your thoughts or whatever, unless you're a fucking Nazi, in which case get fucked. But anyway, all that to say, is that we need to move on to talk about the Barbie movie because it's the everybody's loving it political tool right now. I feel like we talked briefly about how like in like Latin America, it's being used just sort of like the Barbie core aesthetic to sort of align itself with these like larger movements. But man, there's also like Democrats being fucking so sad with this shit and you trying to use the popularity of the movie to like sort of prop themselves up. Gavin Newsom, for example,
oh God,
he did a Twitter thread highlighting the connections between Barbie, the character, and his policies.
No, he did not.
Yes. He's like, point A, she's a quote climate champion. And I'm also an advocate for mental health like me.
Gav, my boy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not quite it. Then how come you were like siding with all those companies to like sort of subvert worker rights. But anyway,
Last time I checked, Gav, gas wasn't $5 in Barbie land.
They said, shit. What does it say? the way one of its word is like, number four, California is taking action to make sure that every Californian is supported and has access to mental health resources. Barbie is also an advocate for mental health and has been vocal about normalizing mental health struggles and why reaching out for help is so important. I get that. I understand that as a sentiment about normalizing people being honest about their mental health and like their needs and things. Mm-hmm. That's like the way I've moved and improved my own life. But like, I'm like, who is this compelling to? If you're Gavin Newsom, you're like,
Who is this for? Who are you?
Millennial women, mothers, maybe? I feel like mothers.
I guess so.
But then wouldn't they, I feel like I even extend, I would say they have maybe higher intelligence than to be like, well, I don't know. Gavin is Barbie. So.
Mm-hmm. But he's literally Barbie though.
Yeah. He's also kind of.
He's stereotypical
too.
Barbie.
Yeah. 100% with his slick back hair. Real piece of shit.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. People are just trying to memeify their politics. And yeah. It's not interesting. Do something real.
You had like there's another one like Patty Murray, the senator from Washington, said this Barbie wants Congress to pass the PRO Act to protect every worker's right to organize. With like, okay, like I don't know. You could just say you could just advocate for worker rights, you know, explicitly all the time and not attribute that to be like this Barbie. John Fetterman also was like getting in on the Barbie action. Then Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, they were even had like. They had like a doll that kind of looked like her and they dressed her up in a fucking like pink outfit in a Corvette in front of the Capitol building and shit. And they're just also doing this just like, hey, I look at this Barbie doing work.
I wish they would do this with like Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. We talked about that. Like they'd rather not talk about all the like you know, the people they displaced to actually do those tests and all the cancer clusters that popped up when the fallout blew fucking 1,000 miles away. Anyway, and we won't even talk about what happened with that technology in the World War, but hey, all good. But yeah, so like even in Michigan, right, the police were even trying to get in on this shit to recruit people to be, you know, brutalizers of you know, the working poor and things like that. The Post said they had a picture of like a Barbie, like in a cop outfit. It's from the Michigan State Police, said, this Barbie is ready to serve the state of Michigan.
Oh,
when you join the MSP, hashtag you can be anything. From a trooper to a forensic scientist, a motor carrier officer to a pilot. The possibilities are endless. Explore your future career, blah, 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 blah. People were fucking coming at that shit so hard. They deleted the shit and acted like it didn't even fucking happen.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just.
It's very funny.
I feel like it's just a bunch of adults trying to appeal to young people and doing it really, really badly. They're like, this is what the kids like, right?
Yeah, like when there was so much like hip hop bullshit, like in the early 90s and like, hey, everybody, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The kids like the rhyming and the rapping. We don't know. We don't know what it is. And that's clear from the product we're going to push out. But we think that's what the youth them like. And then like you're saying, too, like in Guatemala, the presidential candidate there, Sandra Torres, shared a musical TikTok video pitching herself as a Barbie who wants prosperity for all. So it's a very, you know, I guess become a potent visual, although I just think it's just the most popular shit. And that's why everyone wants to talk about it. But hey, it is what it is.
I fear like, you know, next summer, like two studios are going to try to like recreate The Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, like totally. Unnaturally, because this was a natural. And I mean, look, I'm an actor. I'm in entertainment. I thought it was fun. Like it was fun to be excited about two summer blockbusters that weren't Marvel movies. And
yeah,
I love Marvel movies. But like it was fun. It was fun to like get into it. And I got my picture in a Barbie box, too. You know, it can't post it because we can't promote struck work.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but still, you know, I think it's been super fun. But next year is probably going to be so
awful.
It's going to
be so cringe. So cringy.
It's going to be so awful. Yeah, because we're like, already seeing it now. Like the natural, you know, marriage of these two movies was organic.
Yeah.
And, you know, now we're already seeing so many unorganic, like people trying to like hone in on like what was like natural and popular, and it's only going to get worse.
So let's see what's coming out in July next year that will probably try to do this. There's Despicable Me 4,
okay.
Mufasa, okay. The Lion King, which is another fucking live action.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm excited for that one. I'm not going to lie. Mufasa, I'm excited for that one.
I'm watching that one.
how was the live action one?
It was awful.
But I saw part of it and I was like, nah, this can't be it. This can't be it.
They're trying to do it with the new Saw movie and Paw Patrol. Oh my God, they're going to do
Paw Patrol, aren't they? No, they can't do it.
Ooh, no, Saw movie, man.
then there's Venom 3, Twisters, okay. the fucking follow-up to the 96 smash hit Twister.
Okay, I'm fucking excited for that.
I'll put a pin in that. That has a little bit of gravitational pull. Twisters. Then you have Captain America, Brave New World. No, sorry about that.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, Twisters with Despicable Me 4. I don't know.
The thing is, I feel like it doesn't work with movies that are, like, the fourth sequel to a long-existing franchise. It's just not the same thing. These were two original films. I mean, obviously, based on Barbie and based on a person. But still, like, it's not Marvel 75. Like, it's not going to work.
Right. Yeah. And but then you get Beetlejuice 2 coming out. That'll be dope.
Nah, I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for that too.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
If they could get me Beetle Twister or something.
Beetle Twist. Twist Juice. Up.
Beasters.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Beasters.
Oh, shit.
The Beasters.
Well, Lola, thank you so much for joining us today on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, see you? You got your own movie coming up, and it ain't scab work to talk about that either, right?
No, it's a short film, so it's totally independent, totally unrelated to the AMPTP.
Yes,
yeah. So I have a new short film that's doing festivals right now called Pruning, which is about a political commentator who inspires a mass shooting and has to contend with her conscience. Mm. And I'm on Instagram at @ulalola, and my website is lolablanc.com. And my podcast about cults and extreme belief is called Trust Me.
Yes, and I believe somebody said they saw you on Netflix recently too.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a new little Netflix docuseries about cults. Oh, also, I forgot. My song, my new single is coming out.
Yeah.
Also called Trust Me on August 8th.
There it is. 8-8. Get in the building. And is there a work of media of any kind that you've been enjoying that you'd like to share with the class?
Yes. I just shot this video in Norway, and my Norwegian team introduced me to this artist called Suzanne Sundfor. And she has this song called Alyosha, and it is so beautiful. It's about her daughter. It will make you cry. Please check it out. So pretty. That's my media.
I like that. And Jacquees, how about you, man? Where can people find you, all that good stuff?
I mean, you know, listen, you can always find me in these streets, everybody. We in these streets all the time, every day, all day, except when it's 90 degrees or hotter. Then we in the air-conditioned rooms. You know what I'm saying? We getting older. You know, when did we start? Because Culture Kings and this started the same year. Was it 2018, 2017?
2017.
God damn, I was 30 when this shit started. We getting older, man. We can't be out in these heat streets as much anymore, all right? We can't be doing it. At Jacquees Neal on every social media thing that I am on. Also, I did confirm I can promote this because it is a game show.
Yes.
So I think in the next like 2 to 3 weeks, they haven't told us the exact air date yet, but my episode of Celebrity Family Feud is going to be on and popping. So that's going to be a fun time. See me with Steve Harvey. We roasting each other. It was a good time. It was a good ass time. I can't wait for people to see it. Comedian Feud also here in LA once a month. Always good ass time.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Any works of media, anything like that?
You know what, man? I got something from the homie Ben Rosen, Ben_Rosen. And he was like, Lunchables inventor eating pizza. What if this was cold and sucked?
Oh, that. Man. That made That's
me
a laugh. Good one.
That made me
That's
giggle.
A good one.
Made me giggle.
A tweet that I like is from Amber Ruffin. Shout out Amber Ruffin. I was just on her and her sister's podcast recently. Tweeted, yes. But this indictment is special. It's like, nah, I don't know. Unless you're on MSNBC where they're like, oh my God, we love it. We stan Jack Smith. It's like, okay. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. You can find me at Miles of Gray on all them @-based websites, including that one that we're talking about. Then there's the other one that just came out. And then there's that other one that has the pictures. All of those. I'm there. And also find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. Got a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes?
Thank you. Where you can read all the articles we discussed today, as well as a song we are going to ride out on. We are going to go out on this artist called Weal Starks. Weal Starks. The track is called Tá Faltando Okay? The vibe of this track to me, as someone who listens to a lot of beats and producers, feels like if K-Tronada and Songo made like a Brazilian trap beat together, but it's also housey. That's where it has that K-Tronada bounce to it. So if you like those artists, you'll like this track, Tá Faltando Um. Okay, check that out. We'll be back later today to tell you what's trending. Until then, see ya. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.